ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. What a night for the Mountain Home High School boys basketball team as they defeat Harrison tonight 65-62 in overtime. I tell you what, at first I was getting ready, for the most part tonight I was getting ready to give the Dewey and Sons Player of the Game award to Matt Jones, but I'm going to have to give it to Wyatt Gilbert now. With that three-pointer that he hit with 1.7 seconds left in overtime, boy, you could not have asked for a bigger basket than what Gilbert did there at the end. He was not the leading scorer. Jones was the leading scorer with 27 points. Gilbert was not far behind with 22. Also for Mountain Home, Satch Harris ended up with 6 points, a 5 on the night for Abe Crawford, 3 for Jake McGee, and 2 for Dawson Tabor. Well, I'll tell you, these two leading scorers for Ethan Edwards and Ben Elliott, boy, they were just as advertised by David Stoller. Ben Elliott and Ethan Edwards both ended up with 25 points tonight. Also for Harrison, Gatlin James had 8 points, two apiece for Colter McQuiston, and for Abe Glidewell. Glidewell had a pair of free throws there in the overtime period to try to help Harrison's cause, but it just wasn't quite enough. As Mountain Home gets the victory, they did end up with 12 turnovers on the night. Harrison had 8. This game had 10 ties and had actually 10 lead changes and 4 ties tonight. So with the victory, Mountain Home is going to improve to 4-4 on the season. Harrison is going to fall to 4-8. So again, Mountain Home defeats Harrison tonight, 65-62. A tougher break for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers as they fall to Harrison tonight, 44-41. We're going to have a couple of broadcasts for you Friday night. It's kind of a different thing as the Mountain Home's teams are going to be in two different places. Lady Bombers are going to go to Centerton Friday night to play Bentonville West. That game will probably start around 7 o'clock after a couple other games right after that. And we'll have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 101.7. As for the Bomber boys, they will be actually won't be too far from there in Benton County. They will be going to Siloam Springs Friday night. And, well, that should be probably about a 7 o'clock start for that game as well. And we'll have that game for you over on our sister station, KTLO AM 1240. So, again, Mountain Home of boys defeat Harrison by 3 in overtime. Mountain Home girls followed by 3 to Harrison. And that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. I want to thank Joe Shipman, my producer, back at the studio. And I want to thank you for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharper saying goodnight from Goblin Arena in Harrison.
You've been listening to Bomber Basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. This game has been brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. As Matt Sharp said, be sure to tune in to our next broadcast Friday night, December 20th, as both Bomber teams will be in two different places. Boys take on Siloam Springs and girls take on Bentonville West. Girls' game will be here on Classic Hits 101.7, and the boys will be on our sister station, KTLO AM 1240, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Also, don't forget, if you've missed any part of any of our basketball broadcasts, go to our website at ktlo.com/podcasts, and you can listen to those at any time. This has been Bomber Basketball, live on Classic Hits 101.7.